the Tabernacle's Artisans and Builders, Bezaleel and Aholiab. Incidental to the erection of the tabernacle, Jehovah God specially called, that is, raised up, two artisans, Bezaleel and Aholiab. The two artisans specially called and endowed of God to build the antitypical tabernacle are Christ Jesus and His church. It is interesting to note how God Himself, through the prophet Isaiah, has identified Christ Jesus as the antitypical Bezaleel. Let us observe this in the following parallel readings. The first is from Exodus, the 31st chapter, verses 1 to 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. From Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the 1st and 2nd verses, And there shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. But the identification does not end here. The scriptures indicate that God called Bezaleel by name. This is but another way by which the Holy Spirit of God would direct our attention to the deeper significance of the name. It's not a mere coincidence that Bezaleel means the shadow of God. Could any description of Christ Jesus be any more fitting than this? Does the Apostle Paul not speak of him as being the express image of the Father's person? See Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 3. And Bezaleel was the son of Uri, and Uri means light. John bears testimony of Jesus that he was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1 verse 9. And Jesus himself declared, I am the light of the world. John 8 verse 12. And Uri was the son of Hur, and Hur means noble, according to Cyrus A. Potts' Dictionary of Bible Proper Names. According to the Oxford University Press, the Dictionary of Proper Names, it means cavern. Well, both of these thoughts serve to establish the identity of the antitypical Bezaleel, who will deny the nobility of Jesus, the one who was rich, but for our sakes became poor. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. The one who left the realms of light to enter the shades of night, there to taste death for every man. Hebrews 2, verse 9. Only the truly noble make such sacrifices. The shades of night involve not only an existence upon the sin-cursed earth, but a passing into the cavern, the grave, the state of death, by the only human creature who had the right to live forever. What a wonderful Savior. And Hur was of the tribe of Judah, and Judah means praised. How significant. Jesus, in his pre-human existence in the realms of heavenly glory, being the very highest and the noblest of all of God's creatures, receive the homage and the praise of all the spiritual and angelic hosts. All during the gospel age, he has received the praise of all of God's truly consecrated saints, and throughout all of the ages of eternity, he will be praised by all creatures in heaven and on earth. Philippians 2, verse 9, Revelation 6, verses 9 to 14. Thus he, who in his prehuman existence was of the praised in glory, in order to become the light of the world, in the nobility of character, humbled himself under the mighty hand of God to become the man Christ Jesus, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. Thus he entered the grave, the cavern, tasting death for every man. Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Christ Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. To him has God committed the major responsibility of preparing the materials for and of erecting the great antitypical tabernacle of God. After declaring in Exodus 31, verses 4 and 5, how that he had endowed Bezaleel to work in gold and in silver and in copper, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and then the carving of timber to work all manner of workmanship, God says, "And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan." Exodus 31, verse 6. Here too we believe the identity of the church as the antitypical Aholiab is clearly indicated, for Aholiab means the Father's tent. Can there be anything which more strikingly sets forth the church's true function during this age and of the age to come, of being the tabernacle of God in which he dwells by his Spirit? That which is true of the church collectively is of necessity true of each member individually. We are, even as the apostle declares, sanctuaries of God. "Know ye not," says he, "that ye are a sanctuary of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" 1 Corinthians 3:16. Aholiab was the son of Ahisamach, and Ahisamach means "my brother has supported." How true! Surely without the support of Jesus, our elder brother, we could do absolutely nothing. We're merely branches and must look to the vine for support. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. Ahisamach was of the tribe of Dan, and Dan means judge. God ordained that the church shall in due time judge the world. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2. But all those who shall be of that church are admonished to judge themselves now. Under the caption "Proper Judging of Ourselves," Brother Russell in Scripture Studies, Volume 6, page 409, says, "The Apostle Paul refers to our proper growth as a new creation and our proper judging or criticizing of ourselves, saying, 'Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the reverence of the Lord.'" 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Let a man examine himself. Let him note the weaknesses and the filthiness of his fallen fleshly nature, and seek to cleanse himself, putting off the deeds of the old man and being renewed, changed from glory to glory, more and more into the image of God's dear Son, who is our exemplar, as well as our Redeemer and Lord. But the Apostle urges that we cleanse not only our flesh as much as possible, but also our spirits or minds, that the new mind, the holy resolution or will, be given full control, and that every thought be brought into captivity to the will of God as expressed by and illustrated in Christ. That is the end of the quote. Since the very purpose for raising up these two artisans was, as is clearly stated in Exodus 31:7-11, incidental to the building and the erection of the tabernacle of God among the Israelites, is it unreasonable to conclude that the work of their antitypical counterparts, Christ and the Church, is also incidental to the building and the erecting of that sanctuary of God, which is one day to be among men? Hebrews 8:2, Ezekiel 37:27, Revelation 21:3. And we're quoting from Tabernacle Shadows, page 76, paragraph 2. Then will be fulfilled that which was written, the tabernacle of God, God's dwelling, the glorified church is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be, that is, become, his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things, the reign of Satan, sin and death, are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21, verses 3 to 5. It will have been noted that it was Bezalel who was especially named, Exodus 31:2, and was given the preeminence and special endowments to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in copper and in cutting stones to set them, to work in all manner of workmanship, Exodus 31 verses 4 and 5. So is it also that the antitypical Bezalel, Christ Jesus, has been given the preeminence in all things, Colossians 1, verse 18. And it is he who is specially endowed to work the materials of which the great antitypical tabernacle of God is to be made. Thus does he work with gold, those things that pertain to the divine, and its nature, silver, the truth, and perhaps more particularly with that truth which has to do with redemption. For it will be recalled that the sockets supporting the tabernacle structure as a whole were made of the silver, the redemption money paid by the Israelites as a poll tax. See Exodus 30 verses 12 to 16 and Exodus 38 verses 25 to 27. Copper, the human nature of the man Christ Jesus and the justified humanity of the Church, sacrificed unto God, so that the world of mankind may in the age which is to come have an altar unto which they may bring their offerings. See Tabernacle Shadows, page 97, paragraph 2. It is he, Christ Jesus, the antitypical Bezalel, who oversees the matter of the cutting of the stones. Surely he enters into and oversees all the trials and experiences which have to do with the preparing of the precious stones. Ezekiel 9 verse 11. The peculiar treasure of God, the jewels, Malachi 3 verse 17, for their setting in the breastplate of judgment, righteousness. See also Tabernacle Shadows, page 35, paragraph 1. He, Christ, the antitypical Bezalel, is also responsible for the carving of the timber. In the type, the timber referred to was none other than the shittim, the acacia wood, used exclusively in the tabernacle. The counterpart of this, we suggest, is the perfect humanity of Jesus himself and the justified humanity of the church, but more particularly comprehended in the word mortality. The vessels of the tabernacle, the table of the showbread, the incense altar, the Ark of the Covenant, and the boards were all made of shittim wood, but were overlaid with gold, suggesting perhaps that those identified with the antitypical tabernacle have first of all a mortality which will in time put on immortality, a corruptible, not corrupt, which must put on incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 53 and 54. It is this mortality that is now being dealt with in a cutting off here and a cutting off there, involving what the scriptures call a circumcision of the heart. Colossians 2, verse 11, Romans 2, 29. Aholiab, it will have been noted, was Bezaliel's chief assistant. So is the church to Christ Jesus. She cooperates with him, her head, her Lord, her master, in bringing everything into subjection of the mind which was and is in Christ Jesus.